Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're going to try this again here at West Kentucky ATVs and talking really with Cole Wyatt. Cole, you're the next generation of this business. Tell us what do you enjoy about what you're doing here?
I've always really enjoyed the people aspect of it, getting to see new people every day, meet new faces. Everyone's a little bit different in how they approach you and how they, you know, not everyone needs the same thing, and not everyone that needs the same unit is using it for the same project. So it's always really cool to get to fit people to what they need and give them their best shot at success with something that you're selling. And it's always really good to get that feeling of gratification after knowing that you've set someone up with something really good for their purpose. But I've always really enjoyed the mechanical side of it too, getting to watch people and just kind of spectate and pick up on things here and there. And then there's the side of it where you're running and buying and selling, and there's honestly so much about this business that I've really come to enjoy. I can't really think of anything that I really try to shy away from, but everything's been a really big part of my life so far.
You know, your dad's talked about earlier, you just buy him a lot of times when he was even selling there from home, and just kind of grew up knowing this business.
Yeah, so I mean, ever since I can.
Hey, we're back at West Kentucky ATVs. We're going to try this again. We were on a while ago. Cole was on it. He was wound up. He was talking all about it. And all at once, for some reason, the network, AT&T, didn't like me, and they dropped my signal. So there we go. That's what happened. So we're borrowing their Wi-Fi here now. And really, Cole, you kind of grew up in this business. Talk about how this business came natural to you.
So ever since I can remember, I've always been around my parents, kind of just buying and selling, wheeling and dealing, as they'd call it. But it's been really neat to see. I mean, the last few years, we've gotten to expand in a lot of different areas. We went from just selling ATVs to selling a lot of side-by-sides now. And then now we've really started to expand as far as the outdoor power equipment goes. We've got subcompact and compact and even utility tractors now. We've got zero turns. We've got a lot of portable buildings now and trailers. And it's been really good to expand to that side of the spectrum.
I know you went to the Bobcat training yourself. So what did you learn there? What did you come back home with?
Yeah, so they were just showing a lot of stuff that's not quite in production yet, but it's been really good to see. They really do have a knack for getting a lot of dealer feedback, and it's really great to see. I mean, it shows that they have a commitment to their dealers as well as their customer basis, and they've done a very good job at taking notes of everything and implementing it into their products.
What do you like about the Bobcat line for you guys?
So as far as Bobcat goes, before we got into the outdoor power equipment, their biggest thing that they were known for was construction equipment. Right. And their construction equipment's done really well. They've been the first one in the scene for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they've got a really good following of people that think that, and I agree, they have an amazing product. They've got really good service. And that does not stop with construction equipment. I mean, their outdoor power equipment is very well made. They have a lot of quality, and service is very easy. I mean, you can go to any of your Bobcat dealers, and parts are very easy to get a hold of. It's been really good to work with them.
Sure. And you know, Bobcat's kind of that line for years. It's like for years you heard linoleum flooring. It was actually a brand name, but Bobcat's pretty much been synonymous with outdoor power equipment like you're talking about.
Yes, sir. So their lawnmowers and their tractors and everything, a lot of people show up and they're very surprised to see. I mean, they've got just as many features and everything as all of your other name brands, but a lot of people are blown away by just how much thought goes into the build process. They've got a lot of precautions set for any sort of user error. It's very easy to work on them if something breaks, and that really goes a long ways. I mean, you look into if something does break, it doesn't cost near as much to fix just because of the amount of time and effort that they've put into making sure that their stuff is very easy to work on.
And the fact that you guys stand behind everything you sell, you can service it, you can take care of it, you can fix the repairs if there is a breakdown at some point in the future. And, you know, then from your standpoint, to talk about your family's business, that has to be a nice thing.
Yes, sir. And that's something that speaks for itself. I mean, Bobcat is something that we brought on voluntarily, obviously, and we picked them out of, and they picked us. But one thing that immediately stood out to us was they were a brand that we felt that we could stand behind. It would not tarnish anything to do with our business. They were going to do nothing but benefit from us, and we would benefit from them. So it's been really good to work with them and be able to have them help our name.
Is there anything in particular you like to work on stuff, too? You can do both sides. What do you like to work on? Do you like the RTVs, the ATVs, the side-by-sides, or the subcompacts? What do you enjoy working on?
So my entire life, I've grown up around the four-wheelers and the side-by-sides. That's definitely my area that I've always enjoyed, and it's been kind of my knack. But the past few months especially, I've been looking up around the tractors and mowers a lot more, and I definitely have a spark there. It's been very beneficial to be able to work on those and be able to show people how everything works whenever it comes to a sale. And it's been very good to be able to walk around both sides of that.
Teach Lexi about the PTO too, right?
Yeah.
Pay time off, is that what it is? We're giving her a hard time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, Cole, we appreciate you. What you do, great job, and great to visit with you this morning at Caldwell County FFA. You got one there. You got torn apart. You're working on one in school, and just like you're talking about, the ATV, something you enjoy working on.
Yeah, it's been really great to be able to work with the high school. Our FFA program's been great. I'm in a few different ag classes that revolve around shop class, and we've got that revolve around power equipment and small engines, and right now we're doing a small engine segment. Mm-hmm. Where they asked if anyone could bring in something to work on and just happen to have something laying around. And it's been really good to be able to not only learn stuff myself, but see other people that are trying to get into it learn. And they've done a great job at being able to help with that.
I think it's fantastic. That's what learning by doing. That's a great way to do it at Caldwell County FFA. And, of course, West Kentucky ATV is a great part of that. We're visiting with them this afternoon, talking about ATVs, Bobcats, and much, much more. We're on 106. We're on WPKY 103.3.
Classic Hits 103.3 1580 WPKY.